Yeehaw.
Here we are. We're back. Yin's Daily, episode 225. We're going live for episode 225. Boys are back.
What's
in
up,
town.
Ladies?
Tappy has got his 10-gallon hat on. Good to see it. Love to see it.
Howdy, y'all.
That's sick.
You look like you should be at the rodeo.
My dad.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
Just look like your father.
Not the the rodeo. There you go.
Yeah, the rodeo.
I love it. I need one for myself.
I'll get you one.
Back this week. We were off last week. Ain't no
thing. People were asking me, like, no pod. I'm like, I was out of town. Ty had this golf thing going on.
Ty had a thing. He was too busy jerking his pud. Couldn't do it. Couldn't be there.
I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Actually, yo, I was at the Brewers Cardinals game last Tuesday.
So you were up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, sir. I was up there for work. It was so hot. Like, it was over 100 degrees. On the way there, the car said 101.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking miserable just all week in the Midwest last week.
Yeah, yeah, it was terrible. I wasn't even, like, moving, and I couldn't stop sweating.
See, that's what I actually like about this specific location is because, I mean, in the winter, it's brutal. Because it'll say 40 degrees, but it's like, shit, no, I need to bundle up. But when it's, like, 100 degrees, it's like, oh, this is fucking money.
Yeah.
Nice breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the water there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Get that Lakeshore breezy.
Oh, yeah.
Get that Lakeshore breezy on Lakeshore Drive.
It's Jean-Baptiste, Saint-Dusable, Lakeshore Drive. So
get it right if you're going to say
check
it.
Check your street names.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old school. You know, it's still the Sears Tower to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if?
No, that's facts.
Mouthful of a name, by the way. Why would they ever think that was a good idea?
What are the acronyms for it?
Jean-Baptiste, Saint-Dusable, Lakeshore Drive.
JBSD.
JBSD, LSD.
That's also a mouthful.
Shout out to Lori Lightfoot, though. She's really bringing the city together.
She's really out
without
here
that, I don't know what we would do.
Literally.
I guess, all right, then I have two things to add. The second thing is I got a cup of bacon at the Brewers game. And
was it in a novelty cup?
No, I didn't overpay for one and leave it because I was so drunk. Not this time. And then also got thick on a stick, which is basically just a really thick and big piece of bacon. Incredible. And also,
You put something in your mouth that was called what? Thick and what?
Thick on a stick.
You put something called thick on a stick.
Did you say no issue before each bite?
Yeah. Thick
yeah,
on a stick. Like, yo, I'm going to put this thick on a stick in my mouth, homie.
Yeah, I was like, on God.
And then he did it, dude. It was wild.
Yeah, I was like, yo, y'all want to see a magic trick? I was like, yo, Chris Angel couldn't even do something crazy like
well,
this.
You want to watch me make this thing disappear, homie?
You're like, Houdini who? Houdini who? Yo, actually, speaking of politics, I was...
Wait, what?
I was at a play... Well,
are we talking politics?
Are we talking politics?
You said Lori Lightfoot. That's politics.
I mean, that's just
yeah, but
person.
Then you were talking thick on a stick.
Yeah, well, I said two things. That was my last thing of the Brewers game. It was so
okay.
I left by the fifth inning. God, because the dome, because the dome was, there was a storm on the way. And I was like, nope.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And then also, I was at a place where there was a lady who's running for governor of Wisconsin who was a hard Republican.
She was hard?
Rocked I mean, up.
Yeah, she was rocked up, baby.
That's beast.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Also, I was with a dude who was crushing doubles of vodka and Mellow Yellow at 9 in the morning.
Hey, in all fairness, so was I. Just vodka lemonades at 9 in the morning.
Where can you still get Mellow Yellow?
Wisconsin.
Of course, yeah. Wisconsin.
Also,
they're
Ty,
about 12 years behind.
Yeah, also, Ty, you had a good reason. You were golfing, right? This guy was just Wednesday morning for him.
Well, let's make it clear. I just happened to be also golfing at that same time.
Yeah.
True. So, yeah, you
just
were
a weird coincidence.
Yeah,
it was just the normal drink. Normal 9 a.m. drink.
Yeah, it's, you know, just, some people like a protein shake. I like a buzz. What of
yeah,
it?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I just throw tobacco in my smoothies in the morning.
Actually, yeah, that's why I switched to the Java Mint chip pouches. It's like coffee in the morning.
Yeah, it makes you shit equally as much, dude.
Yeah, I still get nauseous either way.
Ty, I know. I think you. Yeah, you know. It's like,
dude,
you do both of them in the morning. Bro. You're asking for it.
I still have all those.
So many mornings that I've done that consecutively.
Yeah, I have all those canes for you guys still.
Cool. That's why. If I'm not like either at home or at the office, I won't drink coffee anymore. Cause like I want to drink a coffee before I go out at 7:30 in the morning to golf, right? But I can't, cause guess what? By hole two, I'm gonna have to shit my pants.
Well, you're like surrounded by woods areas and forests. Just fucking go drop your panties and squat.
Yeah, pick a leaf.
The last time I did that, I pooped all in my underwear that was around my ankles. So I would actually advise to not do that.
Also, that was just last week around the corner when you're walking Ellie.
Yeah, it was dark out. No one was around.
You laid a chocolate dragon in your underwear. Oh my God, dude.
That was real. That actually happened.
I believe you. I never once doubted you were lying to me.
Oh no. When I speak, I try to just say things that are real. Like,
old turd pants. Old turd pants over here, dude.
What's that, the red McGrory park?
Poopy pants.
Fetzner Park.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I'm sorry, calling you white chocolate.
If you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys pooping.
Yeah, I was wearing that shirt that says "Bopping" yesterday, and I was leaving the gym.
And the shirt says "Bopping." Where'd you get that?
You know, the Bopping store, the same place they sell the kids Bopping. Dude, she was like, "What does your shirt say?" And I explained it, and then like, "What is that from?" And I was like, "Well, it's this player." I had to like do the whole explanation.
I'm wearing it because it's Pride Month.
Hey, did you go to the parade?
No.
Why? You're so close.
I was trying to spectate from the rooftop.
And what'd you see, dude?
Nothing.
Yo, hey, you had a nice little view this weekend.
I know. I sat up there for like almost 2 hours, and I was watching the Pirates game, and if you saw my legs right now, fried.
Yeah, you got to wear sunscreen, as it turns out. You're way closer to the sun.
Yeah, reapply.
Yeah, it was great. But I'll get them on the next parade for sure.
For sure. Next time around, dude.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Let's talk Pirates baseball, dude. A little bit of a hot streak.
I mean,
playing well at the very least.
They lost four in a row.
Well, yeah.
Four in a row, but at least.
Over the last whole
season. But they're 4-6 in their last 10.
Yeah. At least they weren't blowouts.
Yeah.
No pun intended, like what you did to your underwear.
Damn, threw him right in the trash. The worst part is I had to ride my bike home. I didn't take him off and leave him there. I rode home and then just threw them in my shorts just right in the trash.
Oh my God. I can't think of a worse feeling in the world than shitting your pants and then sitting on a bike.
But I didn't sit on. No. That's have to be clear. Strictly standing. Because, yeah, if you sat down, then I'd have to throw my whole body in the fucking trash.
You should do it.
Which I should have done back in 08.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Just throw yourself away.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. This is just all
the
good trash,
news, though, is the Pirates are in third place ahead of the Cubs.
Hmm. Well, that's nice. Maybe I feel like they're doing better just because, like, O'Neill Cruz is a monster, probably.
Well, I would argue that they're doing better because of guys like him and Madris.
I would say Bly Madris has been
sick.
Freaking awesome.
Sawinski, he's only hitting maybe his weight, but he's leading National League rookies in home runs.
Yeah.
Castillo has got 7 dingers now, and they've all came in like the last 12, 13 games.
Yo, Vogelbach's got 9.
Vogelbach has 9.
Actually, he's got 10 now. 10 now.
The leaders for the team is Reynolds and Sawinski. Both have 12, which Reynolds, I feel like they've been like a silent 12.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Vogelbach. I feel like he just hits them out of nowhere. Even Diego Castillo, he's got like those weird games where he'll get hits and home runs.
Yeah. Well, in Castillo, I said has seven. The next person, I mean, he's tied, but the next person is Ben Gamel with third or yeah. three. When was the last time we saw Ben Gamel? He's been out for a month.
And I guess also to add to this list, O'Neill Cruz going into yesterday's game had seven RBIs. He's been out for a week.
He had like the most consecutive games with an RBI to start his career in MLB history. I think he finished second.
He also has like the highest exit velo of anyone in the league right now, doesn't he?
Yeah. He for sure has the Pirates' highest exit velo, and he has the furthest or the strongest throw across the infield in the MLB.
Which was absolute, dude. When he threw that ball, I was like, "Oh my god, that was a BB."
Yeah, and not even that, but a couple plays after, a few innings later, he made a diving play and threw him out. Like,
he's been phenomenal.
I think it was that game. They were saying that he might have had the hardest thrown ball by even any of the pitchers that night.
Yes. Well, and I think also
Bednar pitched that night too.
And Bednar can touch like 98.
Yeah. Imagine, dude, he fucking out threw Bednar.
Yeah, through every starting pitcher that's literally their job is to like throw one of their pitches as hard as they can.
Seriously. And that guy just not even, and they were saying half cocked.
Yeah. No, I mean, he does the shit that he, I mean, you guys know whether you see it yourself or I send it to you. I'm sorry. I'm probably super annoying, but
no, I love it.
Like when he just like lunges at a ball.
He attacks it, right? Like even when he's playing defense, he's like attacking.
But it doesn't even like he's always attacking, and he's what he has two bats thrown now all the way down the right field line.
Yeah. Well, and they were saying they're like when he swings, right? Like he has an aggressive swing. It's not like
That's how he hits a ball 120 miles per hour off the bat.
He's thrown two bats already.
Yeah.
That's
one was last night.
And I think one was like the first game.
Yeah. Dude, well last night when he pinged the one. Did you see the people like almost caught it and then they dropped it? And then was it Juan Soto's home run also went to the same area and then he dropped that one too?
I saw somebody tweeted, they're like, I don't care where I'm at, what stadium, if I drop Cruz's home run ball, going down to get it. You're going to have to escort me off the field, but I'm keeping the baseball.
Also, I don't know, that was like a 100-foot drop.
That ball got out of there in 1.8 seconds.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It was out before you could even finish the swing.
Dude, it's incredible.
It is
definitely
a spectacle.
He definitely looks like a special player.
Well, and that's like, what I was saying, right? Like, God.
Like, one of those, like, in Acuna, Vlad, Tatis, like, you're showing that much raw talent. Given he was drafted in 2016.
Wow.
Keep that in mind. I am a grateful owner of his first Bowman Chrome, and it's from 2016, and his name is freaking Shaquille O'Neal Cruz. He's been in professional baseball for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was born in 98.
Which is just absolutely disgusting that he got. But, he's 24.
Yeah, which
he's been in the league since 2016, so 6 years ago at 18.
Which isn't the crazy part. That what's not crazy is him getting into the league that early, because kids, ball players in the Dominican eat, sleep, and breathe baseball, and that's MLB teams are specifically looking for that. Like Wander Franco, he's 21 years old and he's got $180 million 9-year deal.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
For a guy that this is his rookie year. Are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah.
So Cruz, keep going. Like I did want to say though, he doesn't have a walk yet. I always, every time you watch him, he's always down 0-2, 1-2. Like,
It was close.
But that's when his plate discipline kind of kicks in, from what I've seen. But yeah, he has 12 strikeouts. And someone said that's 29% of the time he's up. 41 career plate appearances, he's got 12 strikeouts.
Look at Javi Baez. Everybody loved that fucking guy.
Right. But also, 41 appearances. 41 plate appearances. Like, that's not... Shut the fuck up with that stat.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, well, I mean, you can make any number. If you have data, you can either make it negative or positive. It doesn't. You can always do that. That's why Twitter and media is a fucking mess. So with that being said, look at all the good that he's done. And look at all his... Sky's the limit. Like, the dude's a freak. A
lot of potential. He's so tall and so fast.
I've seen so many people say, too, like, he's the next Gregory Polanco, which, like, makes my heart break.
El Cafetero?
That's kind of disgusting to say.
El Coffee, yeah. I mean, but if you look at them physically, they're similar. They both have a bunch of raw power. Both super tall. People are saying the Indians, the Pirates, were saying that he might not be at shortstop, right? That might not be his main position because he's 6'7". He's a liability to errors.
Well,
move into the outfield, but then he's just going to, he doesn't want to be in the outfield.
Yeah. Cause like the tallest shortstops, you know, in history, or like some of the best, have been at the tallest 6'4".
And I'm sitting here thinking, why are we thinking about that? Why are we going to put a cap on the height of our shortstop?
Yeah. Right. Also,
like, what does it matter? You see the plays that he can do. You see what he's capable of doing. Nobody else of that nature, of that stature, that height, can do what he's doing. So he's one of a kind.
Well, I just think with his height and stature, why wouldn't we keep him there? Right? Like, you won't get those balls that fly right over him. That, you know, that are like borderline catchable, right?
Yeah, it's dude,
like
they're not a line drive in the fucking whole MLB getting over that dude's head.
Yeah.
And how do I find errors? Because Castillo has a shit ton of errors at shortstop.
Yeah.
Cabrian has made a handful of errors plus some at third. Like, forget about that. Like, yes, they're going to make – baseball's hard. You're going to make an error. But if you're going to keep putting guys like Yu Chang and Van Meter and blah, 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 like, they don't have any offensive – power. So if you're going to make an error, at least put in someone that's going to destroy baseball.
Yeah, which is crazy to see that lineup yesterday, and there was only one righty.
Well, do you see the lineup today?
I saw the card submitted.
It starts off amazing. Well, Hayes, Reynolds, Cruz, Chavez. That's sick.
Because Cruz,
Meter de-aging. And then Castillo, and then Sawinski. That's great, but why is he hitting seventh? Heineman, only thing he's good at is bunting. And then Hoy Park had a great game last night, but
yeah, he did.
So your first four are solid, but don't forget that you have to bat nine.
And also,
how is Van Meter DH?
And also, pitching is very important. People forget that.
Yeah, and the starting pitching has been okay. The bullpen's been – see, but when I say that, I don't even mean it. Like Miguel last night. Miguel
– Yahuere.
Yahuere. 4 innings, I think, like no runs or one run. He pitched well.
Yeah, he did.
4 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 4 innings. But the worst part is that you went 4 innings. You're a starting pitcher, bro.
Yeah,
well, I know things are changing, but you got to go at least 6. I'm sick of the Pirates only throwing. Chad Kuhl just threw a complete game shutout for the Rockies last night. 98 pitches or plus 95 pitches against the Dodgers shutout. Like, if a Pirates pitcher sniffed the 7th inning, I would be the happiest man in the world.
Well, I thought he had got like two guys got on base for him or something. Like, so he was getting dicey in the 4th.
Who cares? Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's the second time through the lineup. It's maybe the third time through the lineup for somebody. Like, yeah, that's what makes you a good pitcher.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And I don't know if like it's not them. I mean, it's the Pirates. It's every single pitcher that doesn't go more than five.
Well,
and yes, maybe it's smart because yeah, he's getting a little rattled, a little, you know, he's getting beat up. But then you bring in guys and the bullpen sucks ass.
I will say Antonio Banda, I thought started the season well. In the last two or three times he's been out, I want to fight him. Dude, he fucking Mitch Keller throw was it last week? Fucking pitches his ass off,
killed it.
And, yeah, and then he comes in and lets up four runs within I think four pitches.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Are you serious?"
Like that's the moves that we make to get him right. He pitched for the Rays. There's a reason the Rays didn't want him.
Yeah, he's sort of. It was just he's in a funk now. Or maybe he's showing his true colors.
What's with the Pirates getting Rays pitchers that just end up stinking on ice?
Well, they're trying to compensate for the pitchers that they gave the Rays.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to make them work.
Really, it's like the Steelers. The Steelers have been good because of the players that they draft and develop and play.
Yeah. Also, I guess.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It's different if you're trading in farm systems, right? Like, we got O'Neill Cruz from the Dodgers. But he stays in your system and you bring him up. Like, that's how you win games. It's not going out and getting Chris Archer after he's past his prime.
Yeah. And I guess to add to pitchers, Bubba Chandler's waiting to get promoted right now. He's killing the FCL, right?
Him, he's killing it. I mean, it's pitchers. Bubba, who else? I think, was it like Mike Burrows has been killing it?
Yeah, and then even speaking of more pitchers, Quinn Priester's been killing it with the Grasshoppers.
He's been pitching well.
And even Kyle Nichols.
Mr. Yeah. Nipples?
Yeah, sure, they've been doing well. And, dude, we got him in that trade where we sent down what's his face down to Miami, our catcher?
Jacob Stallings.
Yeah, Jacob Stallings. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bought his first Bowman Chrome a while ago.
Nice.
But Henry Davis has been killing it down there too.
Yeah.
Like that's one Michael Perez, I think he's hitting like $175.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, $122.
I mean, he just started coming back.
I know. But still, and then Heinemann's hitting $172. And the other catcher, Andrew Knapp, is hitting $129.
Yeah.
So looking back on that Henry Davis pick, love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's not getting hit by a pitch. He's murdering the baseball.
Yeah, and then the rumor is they're going to draft another catcher.
Oh, yeah? Well, also, Andy Rodriguez is technically a catcher too, and he's got a lot of potential.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. I guess also speaking of pitchers and catcher two-way players, Ohtani's fucking moon rocket this weekend.
I think I sent it to you guys. 462 or something.
That's it.
Dude. That right there just settles the debate between him and Babe Ruth.
That right there.
That. Yep. That.
Is my swag. No. Shout out Babe Ruth. He was great. But in the same sentence, fuck Babe Ruth. Ohtani is a way better athlete.
Yeah.
I agree.
By the way, 462, Sosa would be fucking 100 feet past that. By the way, fun fact for you. In 1998, I think June 30th, 1998, Sammy Sosa hit 20 home runs in the month of June.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yep. Steroid era, baby.
I was like, bro, the steroid era needs to – if you want to grow baseball for real, just let the steroid era back.
Yeah, that and release a new hat every week.
Per Tappy is replaced.
Sammy Sosa, I was glad that they did that like 30 for 30 on him. It's a few years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, I'm so shocked that he's not more praised.
Yeah, I guess
so much for the Cubs, it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think of the Cubs, I always think of Sammy Sosa.
If you don't, you're an idiot. Like, well, if I think
Fred McGriff.
That's wild because if you say the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, I think of Fred McGriff.
Wow.
But the Cubs, it's like, yeah, man, that – like, you play with them in MVP baseball in 2004, like, that team was sick.
Moises Alou, Sammy Sosa.
Alfonso Soriano, Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood, Greg Patterson. Corey Patterson, Aramis Ramirez, which I have his autograph card I bought from my uncle, who's a huge fan.
And Fred fucking McGriff, dude.
And Fred McGriff, dude.
Remember Mark Grace?
Yeah, I do. That, oh man, don't make me search the 2004 Cubs roster.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Mark Grezelonic?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, Matt Clement. He was so nasty in MVP baseball. He went to the Red Sox after 2004.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan Dempster, Carl Farnsworth, LaTroy Hawkins, John Lester?
What?
No, it's Lester. It's like Leicester City.
Gotcha.
Oh, so Lester.
Greg Maddux, Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood.
Holy
Big Z, Carlos Zambrano.
Wow. The I always think Chicago Dogs when I think of Carlos Zambrano.
Same.
I mean, and no disrespect, right? But I just think
that sounded like disrespect.
You guys, dude, I'm sorry. I don't want to keep going with the Cubs.
No,
but
please do.
I don't care. Go for it.
Michael Barrett, catcher.
AJ Pierzynski is better.
By far. Nomar Garciaparra, Alex Gonzalez, Mark Grezelonic, Derek Lee, Nefi Perez, Aramis Ramirez, and Todd Walker. And then outfielders Moises Alou, Todd Hollinsworth, Corey Patterson, and Sammy Sosa.
How do you not win a World Series with that roster?
Steve Bartman.
Steve Bartman, that's how, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Which, that poor bastard, Moises never had a chance.
Dude, I really want to know what happened to him.
I think I think he's cool now. Like, I remember there was an article about Moises came out in the public
documentary about him too, I think,
saying that he couldn't have caught that ball. And like, he apologized for doing it. They blended that baseball up at like Harry Carey's or something. Like,
if I were Steve Bartman, I would have just absolutely killed myself.
I would not have. I would have sued the Chicago Cubs for defamation and slander.
Yeah. Give me that 2016.
If you're making me move out of if I'm fleeing the city, it's because you're paying me to do so.
Yeah. Dude, also, this was a while ago. I was listening to the Nate Bargatze podcast, and he talks about when he lived in Chicago, the Bartman thing happened, and he ended up with him that night at this, like, girl's, like, apartment. And she, like, knew him or something. And, like, he, like, walked in there and it was like, yeah, it was, like, the night it all happened. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Nice.
That is. It's insane.
Oh, no. I would have, as soon as I saw my face on ESPN, I would have killed myself.
Dude.
You're weak.
Also, good luck going to court with the Chicago Cubs, dude. The McCaskies? Are you? No, that's not the McCaskies. That's the Bears.
Ricketts.
The Ricketts. Yeah.
Just because this is where my mind wandered, the 2004 Florida Marlins.
Dontrell Willis.
And Josh Beckett.
Talk to me. And then, correct me if I'm wrong. No, maybe that was too early. Was Scott Olsen on that team? He's from Crystal Lake South.
I know. I just saw his rookie card the other day when I was looking. No, I don't think he showed up till like 2007 because I was looking at 2007 Topps Chrome.
Gotcha.
And, but Dontrell Willis and Josh Beckett, insane. And then remember the name Paul LaDuca?
Mm-hmm. I sure
and
do.
And Matt Traynor. Matt Traynor was a catcher for the Marlins. He is married to Misty May, the volleyball player.
Oh, shit. It's all starting to click.
But then Mike Lowell, the third baseman, Luis Castillo at second, Miguel Cabrera in the outfield, Juan Pierre in center,
outfield,
and then Juan
Encarnacion.
I mean, you played outfield?
Yeah.
Yo, by the way, Juan Pierre is like one of my all-time favorite baseball players ever.
Same. I almost bought his card in MLB The Show with like because his it's like a 90 overall. He's nasty.
What a name,
man. Dude. What a time. Again, that's just back when baseball was fun.
10 years old.
Literally 10 years old. And those names, like, again, I just think of playing MVP baseball.
When I think Cubs, I think Moises Alou, Sammy Sosa, that era.
Kerry Fleet, Kerry Wood, Mark Pryor.
Yeah.
Like, they were sick.
So sick.
But their, well, their team in 2016 was also disgusting.
I'm not as interested.
No, me neither.
The 2005 Sox.
Scott Petsednik, Joe Creedy, Tadahito Iguchi, AJ Pierzynski, El Duque, Freddy Garcia, Mark Burley.
Say Jermaine Dye.
I didn't. He was the World Series MVP. Karen and he Rowan. Got the worst, ugly looking yellow Chevy car ever as a prize.
Probably scrapped it for metal.
Aaron Rowland, yeah.
What a squad, dude.
Frank Thomas?
No. Paul Konerko?
Magaly Ordóñez?
No. But the first White Sox game I ever went to was when Maglio was there. And I remember, I still, to this day, vividly remember them going,
Me too. It's so cool. Dude, Bobby Jenks?
I thought it was so cool. Bobby Jenks.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, Orlando, El Duque, Hernandez, Bobby Jenks. They had a pitcher, also Shingo Takatsu, on the same roster as Tadahito Iguchi. Mark Burley, Jose Contreras, Krasinski, Joe Creedy, Konerko, Juan Uribe,
the shortstop. I couldn't for the life of me think who was shortstop. Juan fucking Uribe, dude.
Aaron Rowan, Scott Petsednik, Carl Everett, Jermaine Dye, Brian Anderson, and then Timo. Other positions, which has got to be DH, Frank Thomas.
Oh.
Wow.
He was born in 1968.
Really?
Frank Thomas?
He was born on May 27th, 1968 in Columbus, Georgia.
So he's like in his, what, 50s?
Well,
78, 88,
98. My mom would hate it, but she was born in 63.
Yeah, he's 54. I think. In his mid-50s.
And his first game ever was 1990 at the age of 22.
19.
His last game was August 29th, 2008.
2008? That feels like way too late for Frank Thomas to still be in the league.
First game, 1990. Last game, 2008.
Maybe just late bloomer.
18 years. It's a pretty good career. Now he sells fucking dick pills.
Better than Urlacher having his bald-ass head on every
God, dude, you can't drive down 90 past, like, Schaumburg.
Without you can't drive... Him. Yeah, from every time we leave the city, I bitch to Aaron. I'm like, that's three Urlachers in a row on that side. There's three on this side.
Literally, isn't he back on there back too? To back Urlacher billboards.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, dude, they just put one up by me over here on Burlington Road, like a brand new, like just billboard.
That dude better be raking in the money. If not, we need to start a petition to get those taken down.
Dude, that's got to be a front for something. How do they have just all this money for billboards?
Him and Ryan Sandberg. I haven't seen a lot of Sandberg, but he's also been on the same exact billboard.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What? The fact that people still market on billboards is wild. Absolutely wild.
It is wild. And how it's not all like digital and.
Billboards are wild.
Is that a decreasing industry?
Nah, eights are wild, dude.
AIDS are wild. They said AIDS.
AIDS. That's what I thought.
AIDS
that's what
is I pretty wild, dude. It's like monkeypox part two.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude.
Who even knows about monkeypox?
I saw a headline for an article today, and I don't know what the website was. It could
naturally.
It could have been like
anything else. Course.
Could have been like an Onion article for all I know. But it said that monkeypox cases on the rise after Pride Parade. Because, as we know, the way you get monkeypox is evidently
sex.
Butt stuff.
Oh, I didn't know about the back door part. I only knew about the...
Well, yeah. I think it's like, yeah. Whatever it is, but...
I'm surprised you haven't got it yet.
It's on its way, dude. I got a fucking Amazon Prime. Should show up on my doorstep any day.
Next day shipping.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know.
Paying extra for it.
I know what you're doing in Indiana.
Yeah.
Getting a good deal.
I was buying fireworks mostly. It's crazy to me, dude. Why are fireworks illegal in Illinois, but in Wisconsin and Indiana, it's just totally kosher?
Because those states are like 20 years behind and everything. And not that fireworks means behind, but when was the last time that you saw a freaking Fazoli's in Illinois?
Excuse me?
Fazoli's?
Oh, they don't have them here anymore.
Oh, right, because we got rid of it 20 years ago. You travel east a little bit to Indiana, you hit up a Fazoli's.
Michigan's littered with a Fazoli's.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. There's one like across the street.
Did you say Pizzoli?
No.
Like Spiro Pizzoli?
Actually, I don't fuck with Pizzolis.
There was one across the street from Central Michigan's campus.
That's wild. Imagine having fast food spaghetti.
Have you guys ever ate there?
Even better. I had Rosebud.
Once when I was like 9.
Yeah, I think I ate there one time in college because I'd never seen one.
Never.
I ate at the one in Crystal Lake.
Where was it in Crystal
Lake? It was Tommy's.
What?
That was a Fazoli's?
Yeah.
I went there
with the Almondingers when I was younger.
Oh my God.
I've only been to Tommy's as Tommy's.
Yeah, me too.
Well, gotten Tommy's, I'd never got it anywhere else. It was only at Tommy's too.
Yeah, well.
But Fazoli's, I got at Fazoli's. That is now Tommy's.
Well, I remember Tommy's being $3 for 2 hot dogs and a fry.
Yeah, dude, the fucking inflation.
imagine $3.25 for a plate of pasta, 2 meatballs, some garlic bread, and then.
Hold on. Do you guys fuck with like SpaghettiOs and Chef Boyardee and all that? And canned ravioli?
No.
I'd be an idiot to say I don't.
I mean, I would eat everything. I had to, but.
I don't know, but like.
I'd much rather eat that than having to sweat my balls off cooking. It's cooked already. You don't even have to warm it up.
Well, no, hold on.
It's straight out of the can, dude.
I don't understand how people do that.
No. But I also said I told Aaron before, I'd be a very good homeless man. I love beans, and I love Chef Boyardee. That shit's already cooked.
You lost a pair of underwear.
All I'd have to do is buy a can opener.
An endless amount of underwear.
And a big straw.
If you hear any noise, it's me and the boys pooping.
Exactly.
Oh my God, dude. You're just fucking cold SpaghettiOs like it's a fucking energy drink in the morning.
I mean, it doesn't have to be the morning. That's what the beans are for. The English do it all the time.
Yeah, nice English breakfast, just a can of beans.
Oh,
why would I be in the wrong?
Yeah, the Heinz brown sauce.
Strictly Heinz.
With the bacon, of course.
I let people know I'm all about Heinz, and I'm at the point where, like, if Heinz Field does not get renewed in Heinz Field, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Tapia likes it in the behinds, dude.
So they call me a frijole.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's my chili hole.
Like the player Chilios?
Oh, man.
You like beans in your chili?
I got the Giggly's, dude. it's no good. It's probably all his White Claws.
So do you like beans in your chili, or are you going to just forget that I said
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. I like a chili bean in my chili, you know?
Yeah, I will say Thai makes a pretty good chili.
Well, there you have it.
I've never had anything bad that was made from Thai or his mother.
The Psalms really know how to get after it in the kitchen.
That's true. Yo, Ty's made a lot of good food.
Except for Gary.
Easy. Mr. Gary.
He's there for the vibes. His own thing. He's strictly vibes.
Makes a great bowl of cereal in the morning.
What he does makes you able to make those meals.
Not me.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, I pay it for my own
meals. I forgot you don't live there anymore.
Yeah, it's been a while. since I have lived at home again.
It's been a while.
Since who I ate their food. Creed.
Joe Creed.
Wait, hold on. Creed, is that really Creed?
Oh, wait. No, maybe not.
I want to say the Red Hot Chili Peppers because I feel like that's just every old song.
Definitely not the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I can promise you that. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I forget, dude.
It's been a while. Song.
Sure has. How you been?
Who's it by? Stained.
Stained.
Yeah, that's what
I remember because I remember at one point, I think it's my first ever fantasy baseball team name. I made Stained Sheets because Ben Sheets and the band Stained.
Stained, just like your underwear at the park, you nerd.
Literally. Well, we don't know that they were stained because I think they were just thrown in a landfill and probably just burned or destroyed.
Because it was a whole turd that came out just perfectly laid in your underwear.
No mess.
He just took them off, turned them upside down, and put them back on. And went about his day.
Put them on my head and rode home.
Yeah, you had a bunch of fucking Tootsie Rolls in your pants.
A family size.
The long ones.
Oh my god! The giant 3 foot ones that are a gag gift. You just give somebody a giant Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, it's a fucking thing of Rolos.
Oh my god, dude!
Rolo McFlurry.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's Pirates baseball, dude. As advertised.
That's Pirates baseball and Buffy.
Damn, we already been going 41 minutes. We might have to cut some of this out. Let's just jump to it, dude. Listen, Adrian Peterson wants to fight Le'Veon Bell in a boxing match. Who you got?
I got AP, man. He beat his kid's ass. So.
Oh, shit, son.
Yeah, but he doesn't get weapons except for his fists.
Look at that.
Does it say he doesn't get weapons?
If he beats Antonio Brown with a swatch or a freaking tree branch, I would die.
Look, that's my thing. I think AP will win, but Le'Veon Bell, I think, will make this entertaining.
Yeah, in some way, shape,
or form. He has to, because he's going to be dancing around like this, and then AP is going
to... Dude, I can't wait for Le'Veon Bell to drop a song about this fight, and he's going to walk out to it.
He has to make this entertaining. I was going to say,
it's going to be before.
Yeah, well, remember when he was like, Mike cop a jag, about to play the jag. Oof.
No.
That's a hot
We leader. Remember.
He's got to make it entertaining, because his football career is over, so this is kind of it for him, huh?
Well, or they're both getting paid, right? So
they must
so.
They must be. You kidding?
Yeah, they're not getting paid. They're fucking idiots.
That's the thing. If I signed a contract to fight somebody.
Uh-oh, McGrory froze again.
Uh-oh, nuh-uh.
Nope, no, you're good. You're good. You're back. Say it again. Say it with your chest.
If I'm signing a contract to fight somebody, I'm making sure I'm getting guaranteed money. And if that's the case, then... Yeah, I'm just going to go balls to the wall, try to knock him out. If not, I'm going to get knocked out, and the fight's over in 30 seconds. Who am I trying to entertain? I'm getting paid.
Do you have the same mentality in the bedroom? Because I feel bad for fucking Aaron then, because damn, bro.
Yeah, no, because I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, you little fucking jackhammer.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
The little jackhammer that could,
dude. The little Energizer bunny.
Man, those Energizer bunnies, they last long. Wow. It's marketed on the Energizer bunny.
Unfucking believable, dude. That mustache, too, and all. Goddamn. So you got AP.
I got AP. I'm trying to find where it says someone will get paid, but I'm not seeing anything.
I got to be honest. I have a gut feeling that neither of them really have any technique when it comes to fucking boxing.
I feel like AP will be more like Frank Gore. Like, actually, like.
Yeah, I just think
his feet and throw punches where Le'Veon's just going to go.
Yeah, because you know what? AP's not a showy guy. He's not like a let me step in the spotlight like for money type of thing.
He
must really just want to beat Le'Veon's ass.
Or he wants to get paid.
Getting paid. And then probably, too, it's like not an old head, but like
37 or 30-year-old.
37 versus 30.
Le'Veon's only 30, dude. That makes me sick.
Le'Veon's already 30.
No, you mean he? Actually, yeah, I don't know which one I'm torn more about. He's already 30 or he's 30.
When was he played for the Jets? What? Did he play last year?
No, he was with KC.
Okay, so he's already 30?
Yeah.
That's nuts. Because AP was still playing last year for the Lions.
Yeah, he's 37, but AP's been around doing it. I remember in college, he fucking tore his ACL game back.
And guess what? He came back
stronger than ever.
Le'Veon hasn't
second best comeback.
Come back from anything.
Yeah, second best comeback story. First one, Kim K.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
You get it.
All right, AP's the ticket, dude. Cash it.
I have to be honest, is because I even did it to you guys. As soon as I saw it, I thought it said AB, and I said this is going to be the sickest thing. Dude. In the entire world, I cannot wait.
When somebody texted me, I thought they meant to write AB instead of AP. And I was like, oh my God.
The article that I sent you, when I first read it, I was like, no way. No way. Like, this is,
we're like, every is funny,
this is every Pittsburgh fan's dream.
Yeah, like, when did AB turn 37? And become a running back.
Well, I pulled a tie and I read the headline.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need.
AP, AB, same thing.
Same shit. Different day.
Kind of wild. All
right.
But, yeah, I mean, should be good. I also saw, speaking of fighting, was it Logan Paul? Who put that out? It was, like, DraftKings or something, or FanDuel. Somebody put out a video of, like, Tommy Fury accepting a fight.
Yeah, but he can't get into the country, evidently. Something with he got denied entry in the U.S. pretty much. Something, yeah.
Tell him to get MasterCard.
Well, he probably knew that and then accepted the fight and right. Then, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But that's $1 million fight.
Wow. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, more.
And Tommy Fury is a legit professional boxer, supposedly.
Yeah, and so is his brother that was on fucking Love Island. Tyson.
That is Tommy. Tyson's the heavyweight champion of the world.
And that's the video I saw. It was Tyson, but it was about Tommy versus.
Yes. Tommy's supposed to fight him. Tommy was on Love Island, and I watched that season, and I really liked him and his
Molly
wife.
May.
Molly May. She's great. They're great.
A great show.
It is what it is. We don't have to talk about it, but they were the greatest couple in fucking Love Island history, probably.
I don't want to talk another hour, dude.
Yeah. I'd hate to have to talk for.
And Love that's just Island Love Island, UK. If.
Season 8 just came out, by the way.
Oh shit!
Season 8.
I'm on 5 right now. It's cool. It's cool.
Which one was Tommy and Molly?
Shit.
I'm only gonna watch that season.
4, maybe 3.
Yeah, you should watch all of them.
I think I've seen part of the first one.
The old ones are sick because it was like before they had any rules there, and everyone was just fucking each other. And they're all just smoking cigarettes outside and just fucking.
Don't you just watch porn?
Swearing up a storm. It's like there's no rules.
Have you guys watched Love Is Blind?
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the Chicago one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Dude, it is so.
Oh, is it like Love on the Spectrum?
No, but just, I also like love that dating show. I also love that show. Ty, don't fucking laugh, you bastard.
Wait, so that was a legitimate question.
I know. No,
I've never seen Love is Blind, and to me it sounds like Love on the Spectrum, and it's love based on being blind.
No.
That's how I interpret it.
That's honestly fair.
That'd be a good show.
That's fair. That's I would very watch
that
fair show.
It's honestly kind of that.
How do you fall in love with somebody that you can't see?
It's that idea, but everybody can't actually see. They just can't see each other while they're talking. And you have to decide at the end if, like, who you're most connected to and you propose to them, which is wild. You propose.
That's happened before. There's been shows like that where you sit in almost like a stall and it's like you're doing confession.
It's exactly what it is.
But this one's more like, you know, like speed dating. You go through doors, you get people, you make notes and stuff. Like, dude, there was one where this guy had like two girls And he walks in and he says the wrong girl's name to her and she starts crying. Oh my God, dude, I couldn't stop fucking laughing.
I fucking hated that show, but I watched the whole season. And
me too. It's like I hate it, but I love seeing it. Or like the guy was he was basically asking the girls if they were fat.
Yeah.
And he was like, would I have trouble picking you up? Would I have trouble putting you on my shoulders?
No, he's like, if we went to a rave concert, would I be able to pick you up and put you on my shoulders?
Yeah. It's like you're... And then he's like, what clothing size do you wear?
Like, clearly just trying to know if I'm fat.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Which I is fair.
Again, those would be similar questions that you would ask on Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Because you can't see them.
What if, no, hold on. But they can't see either. So I don't know if I'm fat.
Yeah, I mean, like, nah, man, I'm fucking.
If you were blind and you were fat, you would know that you're fat.
No, like, I don't think so. You would never be able to see.
How would you?
Yeah, how would you know? You would
never be able to... I mean, I could.
When feel... you hug your, what? Assuming that you are close with family or friends that is not the size of you are, and you hug them, and it's like, oh man.
I can certainly feel.
I don't know. I'm not blind.
So yeah.
So no, I would love to see that kind of show.
Yo, a $1 million idea, dude. Produce it and send it off to Netflix.
I'm fucking laughing right now.
Just pitch it to like TLC.
Love is Blind for real. The TV show.
Oh, it's a bunch of fucking pirates.
Oh, they all got peg legs too.
Pirates edition. We're a Pittsburgh show.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, dude. I can't. Let's fucking... All right, let's get into some cards and wrap this up.
Would you rather be deaf or blind?
Deaf. I like boobs, so...
You feel boobs.
I look at boobs.
I can't wait to hear what my mother-in-law has to say about this episode.
I just want to say, if you're deaf, you can never listen to music again.
But you don't know
but
that.
You also can't.
Yes, you do. If you went deaf tomorrow, you don't know that you can't listen to music.
No, but you don't know that to begin with.
I know it now.
Yes, that's my question. If you were to wake up tomorrow and be deaf or blind, which one would you rather be?
Deaf, dude. I can't go without that fucking scene.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Imagine not knowing if somebody else is in the room, where I'm going.
And honestly, just trying to walk, like learn to walk blind is a tough task in itself to where I'm like, fuck that, dude. It's easier to try to read lips. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's valid.
And also getting the tits thing, like that's a big thing for you. So what you're saying is you would take Lil Wayne and all his tracks over being able to see your girlfriend while you guys are having sex.
The girlfriend I've been with for half my life known for 12 years that
he's like I don't need to see her, I can feel her.
Well, that
and she can and feel can me feel inside her.
Anything else, not anybody else, but anything else. And it's like, just based on the things that I am interested in, I watch Pittsburgh sports, right? You can still fucking listen to it.
Oh, okay. What is this? The fucking 50s dude who likes that shit?
Yeah, bro.
I listen to games.
You'll never know what any of these guys look like.
Well, that's fine.
Hey, riddle me this. How are you going to buy baseball cards?
Oh.
With you guys. I figured I have good friends.
Nah. you got it wrong. Only out of principle because of this argument right now? Hell nah.
God forbid I wake up blind tomorrow. You guys better be buying me a bunch of cards.
Be like, Gror, figure it out, dog. I don't know what to tell you.
I'll be like, pluck both my eyes out so you guys just buy me a bunch of cards.
Yeah, be like, yo, these cards, I'm telling you.
You're gonna get a good hit here.
Yo, this is
like 1990s Don Russ.
Yo, this is Dominguez Bowman fucking insert good card here.
Literally, it's a picture that you made.
Hey, yo, give me $3,000 and I'll give it to you. Dope.
Yo, here's see, a piece there of cardboard. We go.
Here's a
yo. There's another fucking idea.
Just screw over blind people. Yeah.
No. Baseball card set with Braille on it, so you could read the name and the team.
It's tough. That's tough for me, and I'll tell you why.
Because blind kids don't like baseball or cards.
Well, not that they don't or can't, but I feel like it's just not a big enough market space, quite frankly. If we're talking business and logistics, the market space is not there.
How many blind people in the U.S.?
I can't.
If you find an answer to this, this is going to be fantastic.
I can't see where you're going with this.
I'm trying.
Just great ideas, really.
Investment opportunities at the end of this, he's going to be like, so
it
could be you, man. Do you want to invest or what? You got to get in at the ground floor if you want to be successful in this. So
there's more blind people than there are black people in America.
That's
a wild statistic. Hold on, what
that I say? Didn't need to know.
I said there's, based on data and numbers, there's more blind people in America than black people.
I refuse to believe that.
That's an incredible statistic right there.
Also, Ty, I'm gonna need you to say your last statement in your wedding vows.
What did I just say?
Your statement from earlier.
What did I say?
You love tits.
It is roughly a 1-2% difference.
What? Huh. Fuck, dude, I need to open up my eyes more.
That's crazy. Wait, hang on. What did you just say? Yo, that's... You need to open up your eyes more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a play on words, but he's right. We all do.
We all do, because we can, and that's... That's what matters.
Okay, yeah, I don't privilege. Have to choose whether they're going to be blind or deaf.
Privilege, dude.
Oh, wow.
All right. God,
where
I hate
do we
this.
Go from there?
Why don't we just talk about some cards?
July 8th, 2022, Panini Prism Basketball comes out.
Couldn't care any less.
You must not enjoy investing in cards.
Nope.
Cade Cunningham. Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Scottie Barnes, Josh Giddey. Panini Prism is the best basketball card that you can get, just like football.
Dude, those cards are sick.
Well, I'm just
you
here.
You bet your sweet ass I'm going to need a Jalen Green. Panini
I'm
Prism
not
silver.
Here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, dude. So,
well, 28 years, man.
Yeah, I've been eyeing those Heritage 2 boxes.
So I bought.
Whose Heritage boxes?
The Heritage 2.
Oh, Series 2 Heritage?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, I think I might want to grab a box of the minor league.
The pro debuts?
Yeah.
I want to get a hobby box of the pro debut because it's like super cheap and you're guaranteed like 5 autos. And
dude, it looks tight.
See, but like I want to do that too. But it's just like I wanted to buy the Panini Prism
Recording
baseball.
Recording in progress.
And I didn't, like, I bought 2 packs of the Panini baseball draft picks, hoping to get Solometto, Bubba Chandler, Nick Gonzalez, fucking, right? But I spent $15 on 2 packs and I didn't get any of them. And now they're all listed on eBay for 99 cents. And in reality, you can buy a Solometto autograph Panini Prism draft pick for like $10 right now.
Yeah, but you're also eBay top rater. That's what you do.
It's different, you know. I guess I have to take a step back and
just realize what I've accomplished, you know.
I said to Aaron, I was like, can I put that on my resume? Achieved eBay top rated seller in less than a year.
You should.
Why not?
I mean, shit, dude.
Why not you?
Maybe I could be a salesman like Ty when I grow up.
No, you couldn't hack it.
No chance.
Absolutely no way, dude. All right, so I don't know if I sent you Snapchats, I think. I don't think I showed them on here. I'll go quick.
I don't
quick
have you on Snapchat.
Yeah, okay. I bought some of the Donruss
2022 Don Russ.
Yeah, 2022 Don Russ. I also bought
Don Russ Westbrook, dude.
The rated rookie box too. The but I'll just show you a couple of the classics real quick. Wander Franco McGray, if you're interested for that collection.
Whoa,
I'll take it. I'll Venmo you. Well, find me a comp.
It's like a couple
$6.
Less than that, I think. Let me look it up. I'll let you
know. Cool. I'll take it.
Tyler Glasnow. Actually, now that I'm looking at it on the camera, it looks like a foil.
That's tough. How did you not tell that to begin with? It's numbered too.
Yeah, out of 150. I can't tell just by looking at it.
He's a headline guy.
No, that's a, I mean, that's a dope
card. Sweet card, Jake Myers, out of 2022.
The red parallel.
The red love parallel. It.
Whoa, I dig that.
Rated rookie. Jay Allen, I showed you this one. This is from the, what's the college pack you said? The prison.
Yeah, the Panini Prism draft picks.
Otto, though, apparently he's the fifth rated prospect in their system.
The power surge, it's a refractor, too, because I got a power surge that's not a refractor and not auto, but that's sick. Ty, really quick, I want to interrupt you. Hold your rated rookie back up.
Which one?
Either one. Because I'll tell you what, I fucking absolutely hate that design this year.
You know what? I am with you. It looks like the it reminds me of like the Topps update this year. I don't love it.
No, it looks like it's just like lazy. Like this rated rookie.
Yeah, it's lazy.
That's disgusting. And this rated rookie, like these actually look sick. The new ones are like, but I guess that's also Don Russ versus Optic, but still Optic will be the exact same parallel, base, just hollow. Exactly. So I feel like that is, I mean, it was just lazy.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Diamond Kings, purple.
Acuna?
Yep.
I'll buy that from you too.
All right, I'll make a pile, dude. Babe Ruth, purple.
Whoa. That's actually a pretty sweet card.
I mean, that's a nasty card, but like I said earlier, fuck Babe Ruth.
Yeah. The Swinsky Bowman paper first. Nothing that crazy. I also got the O'Neill Cruz rookie Bowman paper.
Well, I need that. I'll buy that. I need it.
You got it. It's yours. The O'Neill Cruz Heritage. I evidently bought a box of that.
Let's go.
And this is the Bowman Chrome Rookie. Rookie of the Year favorites parallel, Rodolfo Castro.
Dude, I dig that card.
That's, yeah. I like that insert.
I do. I actually like
virtuistic, whatever.
I love all the Bowman Chrome parallels. Jason Dominguez, he's your boy.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I like that insert.
Seriously, Ty, comp those like normal. I'll fucking buy them from you.
I should just keep showing McGroy cards. You want the Bowman Chrome base or no? I'll throw it in for freezies.
No.
No? That's pretty much it as far as anything great. I don't know who this is. Ian Herrera. It's kind of a cool card.
67th rated prospect.
Yeah. I'm going to hang on to all these, so.
Except for the ones that I want, dude.
Well, yeah. Those are all you, bud. And then let me just show you a couple optics while we're at it, dude. Nothing crazy. Let's see. This is a cool looking one. Roger Clemens.
Oh, you know, I have so many of those lights out inserts.
Yeah.
But I have yet to get like a prism one.
Right.
Like a hollow, like a legit one. I keep just getting all the base ones.
I love these. I like the colors.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm
so tight.
Luis Camp Usano, or whatever. Yeah. He's supposed to be really good too.
Yeah. Oh, this one.
I think I might have mentioned before, but it's like moving forward, if I want a PC in auto, or if I want a PC a card, I'm buying strictly unlicensed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you, like that Cabrian Hayes auto, the rated rookie I have out of 50 black. Like, Yeah, I can't afford that in a Bowman Chrome. Are you kidding me?
Right. And just because he's sick, Vlad Guerrero Sr.
The T-minus, those are sick. Is that a silver or is that a prism one? I've gotten like maybe one of those in a prism. The inserts are sick in that.
No, I don't think it's prism.
Well, it'll say on the back. No, it's not. That's you know, like the rated rookies like this, it says prism in the top corner. Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's about it.
Not all you got. Those are some.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, when you pull, they say the hobby says like,
oh. Uh-oh, he froze again. You froze again. Start over.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like people say that retail sucks. Like pulling retail cards sucks, right? You don't get anything good. It's like those are the people that are strictly buying to fucking sell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and yes, when I open cards, yes, I know for a fact I'm going to sell some of them, but I buy them because I'm looking for sick cards to keep.
Right.
And you can get sick cards out of retail. And I know that because I pulled the Dominguez.
Do you want either of these? I'll throw them in. Gonzalez, nope. Paper. No. Brian.
I like those New Age Performers heritage cards though.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up?
All right. Soul Summer. I just picked up this Camilo Duval. Actually, yeah, I opened up that Donruss baseball too.
Yeah, they're hard not to buy. Like, I get they're unlicensed, but like they got so many. I want a Marvels insert so bad.
Oh,
dude, I got the soccer Marvel inserts. I love them.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a few, and then I got this Ohtani.
Yo, you should check. Like, make sure you check the back of the codes, like to see which ones are short print or not, because I pulled two Vlad cards and I pulled a Vlad short print variation out of the Donruss.
Holy shit. I gotta check that. Then I got this Raid rookie, Matt Brash.
Grr, if you want me to add it to your stack, Max Scherzer.
Dude.
I don't want Max Scherzer, I know. But I want that card.
It's like, I don't even care because it's Max Scherzer.
Which, I mean, I'm not trying to really collect pitchers other than, like, Priester moving forward.
Yeah.
But.
No Bubba?
That's like saying I'm not going to collect Shohei. I'm going to collect both of them because they're both sick. Yeah. At both positions. No issue. Ty, those cards are so sick. I love the Marvel.
I want
Najee Marvel.
I don't
so bad,
even like superhero shit and Marvel.
Me neither.
I have no interest in that.
I don't know anything about it. Not interested.
Fucking
but
awesome.
That
the cards go hard.
Pleasing.
Yeah.
The card goes hard.
Right.
Tapia, sorry to interrupt. You keep going.
No, you're good, man. That was a great interruption. I got that Mike Bauman.
Bauman.
Rookie. Juan Soto. That Hodo.
Juan on Juan.
Got a Vladdy.
See, yeah, I pulled that one. That's the base. And then I pulled a different Vladdy. And it's just, it looks like the same thing. It's just a different picture.
Oh, no way. Got a little Bo Bichette.
Oh, nice. Dude, he's so nasty.
Dude, he is. Actually, I got a heritage card of his on the way that I can't wait for you guys to fucking see. I also got this Diamond Kings Brandon Crawford.
He's one of my all-time favorite players. I'm actually surprised I don't have any of his cards because... Like, he's the, like, in high school, right? Yeah. And, like, he was nasty.
You want me to throw this your way?
No. I appreciate it. Fuck it. I don't know. Surprise me.
Yeah.
But, like, he, seriously, I think he'll be a Hall of Famer. Like, he's sick.
Dude, that's awesome. And then pulled this Paul Goldschmidt.
Him and Nolan Arenado have been murdering baseballs.
Yeah. Little shimmer, baby. Little Javi Baez.
Miguel
Yajure.
Tattoo, and it's like Javi. It's like I'm half and half on it. Like, if he was on my team, I'd love it, but I've always hated him because he's a Cub and shit.
Oh, I know.
But, he's got the MLB tattoo on his neck. Like, that's so sick.
I think so do his brothers.
Yeah, I think that you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you have a red one that's not numbered.
Yeah.
What's the difference, Ty? Why do you have a red one that is numbered?
He's a rated rookie. I don't know that, man.
Ty had a rated rookie red, too, and it was out of 9.
Well, pull yours up, Ty.
Or no, it was out of 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
Is
I don't think anything.
Yeah,
Ty, move yours around.
Yeah, I see his. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see if there's like a reflection off his, like if it's like a hollow foil.
It's not a foil. I'll tell you that for free.
And then also two sick cards, regardless.
1920, dude. Good year.
Also got this AJ Alexi.
Ooh, yeah, the Independence Day.
Ooh, like dude, that.
I love Independence cards.
I sold a Colton Wong Independence Day one on eBay.
Ooh. Then Luis Robert Trendy.
I'll take that one, too, if you don't want it.
I got you, dog.
And when I say take that, I mean compensate you for it.
No, you can have it, dude. I take too many of your cards. Yo, also, shout out to Michael for this TJ Watt one that he found me online.
Sick.
A little five ski. Yeah, what's up? Hey, what's up, twin?
I had to get it to match my kaboom.
See, the optic for NFL is licensed. I love that shit, dude.
Dude, so hard. And then also from the same guy, I picked up this Trevor Lawrence 13.
He was so mad at me. You were like, dude, fuck you. I just bought like five cards from that guy.
Yeah, the guy was awesome, too. Shout out him. Like,
dude, Twitter we were DMing. Cards is way more dangerous than eBay.
Dude, seriously. So much.
I bought so many cards off Twitter where I'm like, it's amazing.
Dude, I know. That's why I keep not opening my app. But also, 13 out of 199.
Yep, you sent us that one. That one was sick.
So
that's such a cool card. Like any that could be Jameson Crowder of the Jets, and that'd be a cool card.
Dude, and then to follow up that card, I also picked up this one. It's from the same, like, it's like same series.
Same set. That
number. And then dude also threw in this Trevor Lawrence.
Look at that hair.
Guy loves Trevor Lawrence.
Well, you know, it was one of the things, like, I like him. I wanted to pick up at least one card. Got three now, so I'm good. Got this Jalen Camp.
K-Camp.
Yeah, K-Camp, baby. Also, these next two cards I picked up from my boy Bobby. The Braylon Marcus.
Oh, yeah, I do. I told you I got that white wave. I mean, I'm kidding. I don't have the white wave for him.
No, it's okay. You know, Bowman Platinum, and then I also picked up this one for him. A little nice. Auto.
Nice.
Love it. That's actually like a no issue. Super like pretty auto.
Yeah, like his handwriting's so sick.
You can tell he's a lefty.
Yeah. Picked up those. Picked up Cal Mitchell 124 to 250 Bowman.
That's purple. Sick.
What year is that?
This is
2020?
2019. Nuh-uh. Yeah. And then I also got the paper.
Okay.
I got paper
Cole Tucker.
First, love it.
Yeah. This Gregory Polanco. I know. I think this person threw these in. I didn't even buy them.
Did you buy my cards again? Were those from me?
I was gonna say I've never sent out a card without an extra. At least one extra.
I send two because I fucking, here's what I do. I just,
you wrap them?
I tape two in a penny sleeve around the top loader.
Oh, I dig that. And then gets also, I picked up, this is my second version of this card, and I'm so hyped about it. The purple O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Double love.
Hey, by the way, I went to this card shop down the street from me. It's literally, I could fucking walk there. It's so close.
That's so nice. I wish I had that.
I was like, do you guys have any O'Neill Cruz cards? And he's like, no, we don't have any. I was like, I'll be back when you do.
What's the place called?
Fuck. It's like called something memorabilia. It's not even called card store.
Tell you what, Ty. We pull all of our O'Neill Cruz cards and go to that place and say, you're going to want these. So, buy them from us at 20%.
So I asked him if they buy cards, and he said they'll buy, like,
graded only.
No. Recent year, you know, autos, like good, you know, the higher autos and numbered cards, or really old cards from like the 60s.
I've been trying to build that collection of mine.
So you should bring, what is it, your mantle card? When you come out here, you should just bring it just to show it to him.
I'm going to bring my case of, yeah, for sure.
It's called Shoebox Memorabilia.
Shoebox memorabilia?
Yeah. All
right. But no, we'll have to hit that place up, buy some cards.
We'll have to buy a whole fucking box of like some NFL Prism for like
a whole hobby box. A
couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, and then I picked up some NBA cards, and these are the ones I got for free. This is Jason Preston.
John Wall just, I don't know, I don't think that he signed, but John Wall said he wants to sign with the Clippers.
I saw the Rockets got to buy out his contract.
That dude's made so much money for not doing a fucking thing.
Well, he wanted to. They didn't want to play him. They sat him because they wanted to tank.
They sat him because they wanted to tank?
Yeah, they wanted a higher draft pick and play all like the young guys.
I'd be cool with that. If I'm getting $40 million, you're gonna pay me $40 million to fucking sit.
You also shout out the Warriors. Had to pick up little Juan Toscano Anderson. Shout out Michoacán, baby.
Hey, Chicano.
What's up, dog? And then I got the winner version.
The holiday, a little cocaine dust.
Yo, Joe, just call it Miami in the winter.
Love it.
Also, got this Joseph Mukomo, the 17-year-old kid from Borussia Dortmund.
That looks like a super nice looking card.
Dude, it is so tight.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then little Bukayo Saka fireworks.
I do like those fireworks inserts.
Also, my last card finally. Cabrian.
Yeah.
City flag patch card.
It's sick.
Dude, it's so appealing. I know.
Michael.
I sent it. But, like, a lot of people have issues with, like, the patch cards because it's not game worn or game used. It's just a relic. But we're Pittsburgh fans. Like, that's the city badge. Like, that's a sick card.
Yeah.
Plus, he's locked in for 8 more years, so.
I know I showed you this already, but I just, while we were showing rated rookies earlier, this fucking Dalton Varsho is just a beauty, dude.
That's a beautiful card.
I can't fucking stop looking at it.
List it.
I might.
Put it in a one touch.
Yeah, or I put it in a one touch.
So really quick, finish what you're going to say, Ty, and then I'm going to speak on one touches.
I'm going to get a wall hanging thing for my PC to put cards on and just put it on this wall behind me.
Oh, that's tight.
I've heard bad things about one touches.
Why?
No.
Because it's not in a sleeve, and they don't fit to perfection.
Are you telling me I should sleeve it, then one touch it?
You can't.
I think I did.
Unless you did.
I don't have it in there now, but at one point I had a card in a sleeve, and I had it in there, I'm pretty sure.
I know that you can do it, but it's only if you get the perfect sleeve made by the one touch. I've seen people say that they put the card in the one touch and then lay a sleeve on top of it, which I don't see why that would be an issue. But the issue with it being in the one touch is there's a little bit of space that it can move around.
Right.
So the only card I do have in the one touch is the Kaboom, but I have taken them all out and just sleeved them because I put them in my case that doesn't get moved, doesn't get touched. It's shut. It's
right.
So nothing, I mean, nothing could, even if it moves a little bit, it's not going to move in a top loader.
Right.
But yeah, so these two, I told you that I've got the Juan Soto blue on the way.
Oh yeah. Stained glass.
Unlicensed, but still white sick. Wave, red, color match. They're sick. Rated rookie. I'm just showing this, my favorite rated rookie, the blue scope.
The blue.
And he's going to be so sick. That's those. I think I showed you the Bob.
Yeah.
So that's have the 1960, but this is 68. I think I have a 64 Bill Mazeroski that has been in the mail and it should have arrived by now. And I messaged the guy and he's, no fault against him or anything. I know shit happens, but I just hope that card does show.
By the way, can we talk real? I'll wait till you're done.
I think I showed this before, but another rated rookie, Don Russ, the Julio Rodriguez, who's just killing it.
Rookie of the year?
AL, maybe. same team who is not doing very well. And a lot of people are selling him off and down on him, but he's still very young. Jared Kelenic. Yep.
Oh, wait.
So I copped a silver hollow rated rookie for, I think it was like $2.
Dude, the thing is sweet.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool cards. did I show you Jason Kendall auto?
No, but that's tight.
Topps Archives. I got it for $10.
I love the black and red lettering on it.
Yeah. So, this card's from 2021. But, again, like I said, if I'm buying autos or something for PC, I'm going to buy unlicensed. Or I'm going to go Archives.
Do you like
Kelenic? Jason Kendall. What's up?
Are you PCing Kelenic? You want this?
A little bit.
It's just a base.
Probably not.
Okay.
But I do, like, if I can find, like, refractors or, like, good cards of Kelenic for cheap, like,
yeah,
I would for sure dabble with a couple of them.
Yeah. I got a few platinums I'll send you.
Yeah. Oh, dope. Just like I do with your boy Domingo Leyba.
Yeah, sick.
This one is red. It was 1/75. Not 10, but 1.
I like those cards.
And then I finally got his Bowman rookie refractor out of 499 auto.
Wow.
And short story, there's a Domingo Leyba fan page on Instagram. Why?
Because.
And I've been following them for a long time, and I follow him on Instagram as well. And I messaged him saying, like, are you family and friends or just a super fan or blah, blah, blah. And they said a little bit of both. And, you know, I sent them the picture of me and him and said, like, I played against him. I collect him. I hope, like, you know, one day I would love to send him these cards. Like, you know, if he's done with baseball and he gets a bunch of his autographs, like dope cards, I'd be sick. And they, you could tell they don't speak English because they responded like in broken English saying, we're very grateful. We will tell him all of the news that you told us. And so I was like, that's, wow. Because he's killing it right now with the San Antonio Missions, and they just clinched a playoff berth, and he's in the 3 spot shortstop. He's killing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this is my,
holy fuck.
Oh my God.
So I got his first Bowman refractor, but then literally, yeah, all of these are all the different.
Yeah. So dude, I want to tell you this right now, cause you have that up. Me seeing you do that is the reason I bought so many Bubba Chandler cards in all his variations.
Yeah, it's cool.
I saw how sick that looked, and I was like, I need that.
Yeah, really. It's like, and it makes it easier for me because all of these cards, even this rookie patch, fucking three color patch auto out of 25, cost me less than $10.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because he's not.
Well, a RPA, huge star, dude.
But it's sick. Like, look, it's a rainbow. It's, yeah, it's tight.
Taste it, dude.
Also, I bought a card that matches a shirt I bought from 412. I forgot. I just remembered it.
Oh, you bought the shirt? Nice.
Nice.
Oh, and you have the shirt, I know, and then you just got the card.
Yeah, got a little reprint.
I almost bought it was like a lot of 12 or something. I almost bought them just because they're so sick.
Yeah.
Is that all you got? Fucking almost hour and a half.
I got a couple more quick. Couple more.
Ty's got to eat dinner, dude.
I do. Nice.
2014 Panini Prism Blue Mojo Tracy McGrady.
Sheesh.
Disgusting. Carmelo Anthony, Tracy McGrady, Carmelo rookie.
It's amazing.
Stop it. Michael Vick, 2013, Topps Chrome Camo out of $4.99.
That's so
sick. Dude, I love the fucking border on that.
Did I show the Big Ben comic?
No.
Big Ben, 2004 rookie year bazooka comic.
It's amazing.
How much did you pay for that? I'm going to look for one now.
I don't think it was more than $10.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I pay less than 10.
And then I'm done with the winning tickets, but...
Are you?
Yeah, because these are the only people I want. But Brady, red. except for, I guess, Lamar. But purple is the Ravens are purple. Kyler Murray, red. Patrick Mahomes, red. Josh Allen, red. Aaron Rodgers, douchebag, green. And then I finally got a Sidney Crosby Precious Metals Metal Universe blue.
Wow. That's
fucking sweet. Nasty. My Walgreens, which is the only store that I could buy cards at, only carries Top Series 1, but they finally just put in a new deal, and I caught like the last Optic Mega and got a bunch of bullshit. But I did pull a silver Luis Robert Unleashed, which that's I love the card.
Sick. Oh, that Unleashed card is sweet.
And I got a Heritage box, and I pulled a Jared Kelenic out of 673.
That's dope.
Pulled a Chrome out of a not Chrome box, which is cool.
Wow.
And then last but not least, finally got a Kyle Tucker silver pack rookie.
No way.
Yeah, because I've been strictly trying to collect silver pack rookies of dogs. So we got Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, who just pisses on baseballs, Luis Robert, who's disgusting, and then this isn't the silver pack, but it's the same. Oh shit, disgusting.
Dude, that's sweet.
Dope.
That's all I got.
All right. Hour and a half later, let's wrap this shit up.
That's what you get, dude. We took last week off.
I know, dude. Lots of show around, including my Packer. I'll show you later. Episode 225, yinzentertainment.com. That's the website, at Yinz Daily, Y-I-N-Z Daily, on all social media. Follow us there. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, if that's the kind of thing you're into.
Still on iHeartRadio?
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place, you know? We're a viral thing, you know? So
Shout out to our thousands of listeners.
Check us out, dude.
Shout out to our supporters, dude.
Shout out, dude.
You know who you are.
I just want to thank God, dude. Episode 225. We'll be back next week with 226. Skirt, skirt.